celebrate the feast of Saint Therese and the Child Jesus, said to be one of the greatest saints of our time, of our modern times, a time of mercy, a time of the love of God, focus on the love of God. And this is really, you know, we think of the humility of Saint Therese, her littleness, Therese of the little child Jesus, and certainly humility was one of her greatest virtues, but perhaps charity was really the number one. In fact, that's what she called herself. I will be love in the heart of the church. That is my vocation, she said. Love was the key, and love was really the explanation and description of her whole character. She was so full of love for Jesus, for the person of Jesus, the divine person of Jesus, so caught up in love for Jesus. And you see that in the journey of her life as she's trying to become a sister, and she wants to be a sister at 16, was it 16 years old? Was it even earlier, 15, later 15 years old? Amazing to want to offer her life up at that early age, and she was so totally given over to give herself entirely to Jesus. Even she swept her father away as well with that strong sentiment, and her loving father wanted to give his daughter whatever she really wanted, and he knew what was good for her, and so he went along with his daughter's desires and traveled to go see the Pope, to go to the ends of the earth, she would have done, to obtain the prize of her vocation of offering herself totally to Jesus in Carmel. In Carmel, she saw that as the pinnacle of offering her love for Jesus. And that's what one of her superiors said. She is all Jesus's, she said. She's all Jesus when she was talking to another sister or another bishop. How to describe Saint Therese. She was just totally caught up in love for Jesus. And that characterized the effusion, this desire she had, a strong desire for martyrdom. And to not just any kind of martyrdom, she said, but every kind of martyrdom, to suffer every kind of suffering for our Lord. And that's what love does. Love does incredible, unbelievable, heroic things that we can't even imagine. That's, you know, we see that in Jesus and Mary, and we see that in the saints too. Saints who can do things and suffer things that we can't even conceive ourselves being able to do. Heroic, truly and miraculous things that love can accomplish. And Saint Therese had that. I've seen this in a few other holy women in my journeys, and at times I would ask them for prayers for things that were kind of beyond me, things that I'd prayed for and I wouldn't obtain because I didn't have the love that these people had. And this love, unfortunately, includes suffering, and these holy women were willing to suffer, and when they did, I, you know, was a beneficiary of some of the miraculous things that these people did. And you can see, and these women that I know that were willing to suffer and that were full of love for their fellow men and for God, they weren't perfect. You know, they had their faults, and you might say, they're not perfect, they're not saints, and yet I can see that God answered their prayers. God gave them anything they wanted because they were willing to suffer and because they were so full of love, even though they had their imperfections. You know, God doesn't always take away our imperfections to keep us humble or whatever other reasons he has. But we're talking Saint Therese, who really didn't have too many imperfections, you know, and even the imperfections she had, she gloried in them. She, you know, she was happy to see her imperfections, you know, and when she was a little impatient at times, when she wasn't, you know, perfectly observant in every little thing of her religious life, she even, you know, took joy in that she could offer her repentance to God and say she was sorry, and to prove that she wasn't perfect, and so she would make her imperfections into stepping stones for greater love for God, throwing herself upon God. And this is what she did. She threw herself into the loving hands of the Heavenly Father. And I think this is maybe one of the most important messages and lessons we need to learn from the life of Saint Therese in this modern time, to always see God in the truth of His loving fatherliness, which covers our sins if we trust in His mercy, if we trust in His love. We can go to our death and go to our Lord in our sins and know that He will be there to embrace us, and if we are repentant and if we trust in His mercy and love. That Saint Therese was so urgent in wanting to communicate this message to sinners of this time, that God will embrace us, anybody, no matter how many sins they've committed, how bad they were, if they come in repentance and trust in God, that He loves them despite their sins, if they will only repent and they will only trust in Him. And so we need to have that picture and that knowledge that God is that way. And Saint Therese really, really teaches us that, to trust in the love of our Heavenly Father, to cover our sins, to make us holy, to give us hope, and to take away all our fears of death, take our fears away of God. And that will truly make us fly and truly make us coast towards greater holiness and pleasing God. He wants us to trust in Him, trust in His mercy and His love, and grow in holiness in that way.
Misericordes oculos, a nos convertete, et Jesus.